Escalating violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo displaces over 250,000, UN official says. A senior United Nations official disclosed on Wednesday that escalating violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo, has forced the displacement of at least 250,000 people in the past month, labeling the situation a humanitarian crisis. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Far from the nation's capital, Kinshasa, Eastern Congo has long been plagued by more than 120 armed groups vying for control of the region's abundant resources, particularly gold, while perpetrating massacres. This has resulted in one of the world's most significant humanitarian crises, with an estimated 7 million people displaced, many of whom are beyond the reach of aid. It's truly heartbreaking. What I witnessed is a truly dreadful situation, stated Ramesh Rajasingham, Director of Coordination at the United Nations Humanitarian Office, in an interview with the Associated Press. Rajasingham recently visited the city of Goma, a refuge for many displaced individuals. The scale of displacement in such a short span of time is unprecedented, he remarked. Amidst heightened conflict with security forces, the M23 rebel group, the predominant faction in the region and suspected of having ties to neighboring Rwanda, has continued to assail villages, compelling numerous civilians to flee to Goma, the largest city in the region. Goma, with an estimated population of 2 million, already grapples with insufficient resources. Although M23 claims to target security forces rather than civilians, it has besieged several communities, resulting in approximately half of North Kivu province falling under its control, according to Richard Moncrief, Crisis Great Lakes Region Director. This has left many individuals trapped and inaccessible to humanitarian aid. We fled in security, but here too, we live in constant fear, expressed Chance Webaiwa, 20, who sought refuge in Goma. Finding a peaceful place has become a distant dream for us. Perhaps we may never have this opportunity again, she lamented. Re-elected for a second five-year term in December, Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi has accused neighboring Rwanda of supporting the rebels militarily. Rwanda has refuted these claims, although UN experts have presented substantial evidence of Rwandan forces' presence in Congo. Following accusations of failure to resolve the conflict, regional and UN peacekeeping forces have been requested to leave Congo by the government. While humanitarian agencies strive to reach affected populations, Rajasingham cautioned that the massive influx of people presents challenges beyond our current capabilities. We must find solutions to alleviate the suffering, displacement, loss of livelihoods, and disruption of education, he urged. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.